Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are going to be continuing in the second parak of Maseches Maestros. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Zayin and Parak Beis Mishnah Ches as we finish off the second parak today. In the previous two Mishnayos of the parak, we discussed the halacha that when you buy crops or buy produce, it's at that point when you're creating the Maeser obligation sets in, you have to separate Maeser at that point, and you're no longer allowed to eat the produce in a temporary snack-like way. The case that we're going to be dealing with here in Parak Beis Mishnah Zayin is a case where you have a worker who's being paid to work a field, and the Torah actually tells us that while a worker is working the field, he's actually entitled to that food. The Pesukim and Parshas Ki Tse that are clear that when a worker is working a field, he's entitled to the food that he gets. The question is going to be, does he have to separate Maeser on that food that he is eating? After all, it is part of what he's doing as part of his quote-unquote payment, his wages, but he's also entitled to it from the Torah. So does he have to, is it like he bought those crops and therefore he would have to separate Maeser? Or no, is it something else, in which case he wouldn't have to separate Maeser because he's entitled to it anyway from the Torah? Says the Mishnah, HaSochor es ha-poel liktos imo b'te'enim. A person hires a worker to help him spread out the figs in his field to dry. Amar lo, the man says to the person who hired him, al menas she'ochel te'enim, that I'm only doing work for you on condition that I'm able to eat the figs that we are going to be spreading out. Says the Mishnah, ochel u'potter, he's certainly allowed to eat them, and he's exempt from separating Maeser, because at the end of the day, the Torah entitles him to these crops, and therefore it's not part of his wages. He's getting paid separately, but because the Torah entitles him to eat these figs, he's certainly allowed to do so, and he wouldn't have to separate Maeser for them. Continues the Mishnah, Al Menasha Ochel Uvnei Vesi. And says the Mishnah that he says that I'm going to do work for you on condition that I'm able to eat and my family is able to eat as well. Oshiyochal beni bischari. Or he says I'm going to eat on condition that I'm able, that my son's able to eat with the wages that I'm getting paid. You're going to take some of the money that I'm getting paid and use that towards allowing him to eat some of these figs. So says the Mishnah, what talacha? Hu ochel upater. He's certainly always allowed to eat and he's exempt from separating Maeser because at the end of the day, the Torah entitles him and gives him the opportunity and the right to eat these figs, and certainly he's exempt from separating Maeser on them. However, uvno ochel v'chayiv. But if his son's eating, then he's obligated to separate Maeser before he eats. He cannot eat because at the end of the day, the son's only really able to eat the food due to his father's wages, and the wages are already really smelling like payment. And once you're buying food, that's when the obligation of Maeser sets in. So certainly the sons would have to separate Maeser, but the father would not. Continuing in the Mishnah, Al Menas She'ochal B'Shas Haketzia Ula Acher Haketzia. Says the Mishnah that if he says that I'm only going to work for you on condition that I'm able to eat the figs while we're spreading out the figs to dry and after we're spreading out the figs to dry, says the Mishnah, B'shas Haketzia, while they're spreading out the figs to dry, Ochel u'pater, certainly he can eat, and he's exempt from separating Maeser. That's what the Torah says. The Torah says clearly that you're allowed to eat the foods while you are working the field. However, Ula Acher Haketzia, however, after the spreading of the figs is complete, then ochel v'chayev, then he can eat, but he would have to separate Maeser, because at the end of the day, then it becomes more about his payment that he's receiving, and it's not the Torah obligation anymore, as the Mishnah says, she'enu ochel min haTorah, because the Torah doesn't allow him to eat, doesn't entitle him, doesn't give him the right to eat these crops after he's doing the work. It's only while you're doing the work, the Torah says, that he can eat. So while he's doing the work, he's potter from separating Maeser, but once the work is complete, he must stop eating the food without separating Maeser. Zachal, this is the rule of the Mishnah, ha'ochel min ha'Torah potter, that the Torah is allowing him to eat this, then certainly he's potter from separating Maeser, but v'she'enu ochel min ha'Torah chayiv. But if the Torah does not give him the right to eat something, then he is obligated to separate Maeser before actually eating it. Okay, now we're going to be continuing the Parak Beis Mishnah Ches, as we sort of continue this notion that we were just discussing, namely, when workers are eating in the field. So we said that workers are allowed or entitled by the Torah to eat some of the crops. Now we're going to discuss which crops and when is such a worker allowed to eat the crops of the field that he's working. Says the Mishnah, Haya osa bil vasis, if a person's working with low-quality figs, lo yochal bivnos sheva, he's not allowed to eat high-quality figs, bivnos sheva, if he's working with high quality figs, lo yochal bilvasas, he certainly can't eat low quality figs. Or he can only eat the types of crops that he's actually working with in the field. Aval says the Mishnah, but monehu es atzmo ad shemagia limkom hayafos veochal. But he is allowed to prevent himself from eating and hold himself back from eating, let's say, the low quality figs until he gets to the area of the high quality figs. He can save them. It's all part of the same field, all part of the same working. And then certainly he can still eat the low quality figs when he gets to the high quality figs, and he can eat them then, because at the end of the day, it's still part of the same working process, and then he's certainly allowed to eat those crops. He's entitled to them from the Torah. Now, the rest of the Mishnah is going to go back to our discussion regarding when a worker is allowed, or really when any person is allowed to eat crops that without separating meiser. Says the Mishnah, Hamachalef im chavero, if a person sort of exchanges food with his friend, zelo ochel v'zelo ochel, each one gives someone else something, and he says, you can eat this, and you can eat that. Or, zeliktos v'zeliktos, this guy says, you can take the figs out to dry, these figs, and I'm going to take these figs out to dry. Zelo ochel v'zeliktos. Or, this one's giving him food to eat, and this one's giving him food to let dry. It's not fully processed yet. Chayiv, says the Tanakama, you're obligated in separating meiser, because at the end of the day, the halacha is, according to this opinion, that when you trade any food, that's like purchasing the food, and therefore you're obligated to separate meiser at that point in time, whether it's fully processed or not. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hamachalif le'achol, if a person trades food, something that's both edible and fully processed, then chayv, only then, says Rabbi Yehuda, are you obligated to separate meiser before eating it, viliktos pater. But if they're just exchanging things that aren't fully processed, that both need to be spread out to dry, then pater, then he's allowed to eat it without separating meiser, because at the end of the day, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're the only time when trading something would effectuate the meiser and would force you to separate meiser is when that which you're trading is actual food that is fully processed and ready to be eaten. Not a case where the figs are still being processed. Quick review. Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin discussed the case of a worker who's working the field and wants to be able to eat as he's working the field. So the Mishnah taught us a very important rule that as long as the worker's working the field and he's busy with the field, he's allowed to eat the fruits of the field, the crops of the field, the produce of the field, and he's potter, he's exempt from separating meiser. However, his sons, if he says that his sons also want to eat, that doesn't work. His sons are only eating as a result, really, of his wages, of the payment that he's receiving, and that's really like buying the food, in which case he would have to separate meiser before they are allowed to eat the food. The Mishnah then taught us that in a situation where a person says that I'm going to work on condition that I could eat it while we're hanging them out to dry and afterwards, we said no, that he's only exempt from separating meiser while he's physically working on the field, not after he's working on the field. Because at the end of the day, the Torah tells us in Parshas Ki Tzetze, only while you're working on the field are you exempt, are you pater from separating meiser, but after you're done working on the field, you are no longer exempt from separating meiser, you have to separate meiser before continuing to eat the food. And that's the rule that the Mishnah teaches us, that only when the Torah permits him to eat it on a Torah level, then he's exempt from separating meiser, but at a point when he's not, when the Torah doesn't entitle him to eat the food, then he would be obligated to separate meiser before continuing to eat the food. And then Perek Beis Mishnah Ches discussed what kinds of food is a worker, generally speaking, entitled to eat, and we said that whatever crops he's physically working on, those crops he's entitled to eat while he's working on them, whether they're low quality or high quality, and so on and so forth. He can't eat other figs in other parts of the field. It can only be regarding the crops that he is physically working on. However, the Mishnah said that if he wants to hold himself back and not eat until he gets to the nicer figs, that's fine, as long as he was initially working on the figs that were low quality. And the Mishnah concluded with a machlokas regarding this general halacha of doing business of trading and doing business with crops and when the obligation of meiser sets in. So we said that according to the first opinion, if you're trading food, whether it's edible yet or whether it's not edible, whether it's still being processed, then you're, according to the first opinion, you're trading it. It's like buying it, and therefore you'd be obligated to separate meiser before you eat it. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Bar Tanur says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that when you're trading food, the only time that you're obligated to separate meiser when trading it is when the food is edible, is fully processed. But if you're selling something, if you're trading something that's not yet fully edible, then you'd be exempt from separating meiser before you eat that food. Have a great day.